This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you today by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. The folks that understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. Number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. So you get Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services. They do the towers, the conveyors, and a whole lot more. And help farmers customize their operations, and their mission is to do the same for you. Planning, design, to complete clean and efficient farm sites. Rest assured knowing the team at Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. So take advantage of discounts on their Brock solid bins right now. Go to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, is in Washington, D.C. today to testify this afternoon to the Senate Energy Committee. Asked to come in and talk a little bit about that, as well as the annual Bakken Rocks Cook Fest back this weekend. Next week. It'll be in Trenton on Tuesday. A little fishing derby in Newtown and Four Bears on Wednesday, and then White Shield, North Dakota on Thursday. Good opportunity for folks in Bismarck and Minot to participate, so we'll tell you a little bit about that with Ron. Welcome back, sir. Are you ready to go for that testimony?
Hey, Scott. I am ready to go today, and it's going to be it's an interesting place in Washington, D.C. these days, and I am Senator Hovind's guest today, along with PSC Commissioner Julie Fedorchak on the Energy and Natural Resources Subcommittee, and my message is going to be pretty pure, clean, and simple. It's like the U.S. oil and gas industry is here to help. We want to produce more, help us unleash our ability to produce more American energy rather than go to Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. And we produce the cleanest barrel of oil in the world, but we are being hamstrung by federal policies and financial markets. And I'd much rather be in Trenton, North Dakota next week, Scott.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I want to talk about that, but I was amazed at the title of this hearing today. It says Energy Subcommittee Hearing on Pathways to Lower Energy Prices, because that's almost like a layup for you, right? I mean, this is not a challenging bit of a testimony to ring that bell, is it, Ron?
Well, Scott, how do we lower energy prices? It's pretty simple, right? We produce more energy. In the absence of producing more energy, certainly what are Americans going to give up? And the chairwoman from Hawaii is going to have her Hawaiian folks there talking about how Hawaii should go to all renewable energy. And, you know, that may be fine for an island like Hawaii, and maybe they can do it. They got a lot of sun and maybe a fair amount of wind. But in places like North Dakota, I don't know what it was like at your house last weekend, but I wanted air conditioning. I wanted my phone to work. I wanted my TV on. I wanted to be able to get my car and go. In the winter, we certainly need the energy, and its lives depend upon it. And this mindset that we're going to just flip the switch and go completely eliminate fossil fuels without a devastating impact to our economy. We saw the inflation numbers today, Scott, over 9%. This is real stuff we're talking about, and these policies are just pushing our country in a bad direction. And in the meantime, our president gets in a plane and flies to Saudi Arabia and begs them for more energy, and that's part of my message. The answer is right here. It's at home. We've cracked the code and technology in North Dakota for unconventional oil from shale, and all we need to do is help us produce it.
Well, lest you worry, he's not planning on shaking the hand of any Saudi leader, so that should make everything okay. Literally, as I said, he's not going to be shaking hands on this trip because they're worried about a photo op, but the fact that he's there is somehow supposed to be acceptable. It's just unbelievable. By the way, 1:30 this afternoon is when that subcommittee hearing, Senator Hovind is the ranking member on the Subcommittee on Energy, so it'll be very interesting to see the difference of opinion in the two witnesses, and certainly the title of the hearing says a lot. That's at 1:30 this afternoon. We'll share it on the K-Fire and at Flag Social Media, so you can watch that live today at 1:30. Let's talk about some fun stuff. Bach and Rock's Cookfest is back next week. Hard to believe. Trenton on Tuesday, White Shield on Thursday. What do you want people to know about these events?
Scott, I think people from the Bismarck region, the Minot region, we are probably never going to get closer to Bismarck or Minot, and certainly Bismarck area and east than we are when we're in White Shield. White Shield is, a little over an hour and a half, maybe, from Bismarck, if that. Incredible investment there by Fred Fox, the council member, and the tribal members up there, and what they've done to revitalize White Shield. So it's a great opportunity to come out and have some free barbecue, some good music, some education, but just a great North Dakota day. It's going to be a nice hot week, so food and beverages will be great. So we're also, of course, we're doing our big Bakken Classic Fishing Derby on Wednesday. I think we've got almost 250 fishermen. All those proceeds go to wildlife and habitat and conservation in North Dakota. So this is just a great week for us out west, Scott. We get to meet with people and talk to people and provide that education. Just wish we could do that on Capitol Hill here, because really what I'm looking for this week out here is we've got one U.S. Democrat senator that gets energy. And why can't we find a couple more Democrats? This policy of election to election is no way to build a business, no way to build an energy policy. So we've got former Colorado Governor Hickenlooper's on this committee. We've got a fair number of governors. You would think Steve Daines from Montana. Can't we find two or three folks on the other side of the aisle that could stand with America's energy industry? And I'm not sure when energy and oil production and energy consumption became a political weapon, but certainly that's what it seems to be.
I was in Watford City yesterday, stopped by the Dakota West Credit Union there, talking to Jeff and Brian, and they were excited to head to Trenton on Tuesday for the barbecue and talking about all the great food. And I said, I think the real value of these events is that information session, because the talent you line up there, the Q&A that opportunity and setting affords itself, you really learn a ton. I learn things every time, and I've been following this industry for coming up on 20 years, you know. So it, to me, is a real unique opportunity. Talk about what your goal is at those info sessions, Ron.
Well, Scott, you're right. Who else brings Kathy Nested and Justin Krigstad and the Department of Mineral Resources and myself and others to Trenton and to Whitefield, basically to just give people an opportunity to listen and most importantly, answer their questions. The entire Bach and Rocks Cookfest is designed for anybody in those communities, anybody that comes. If you've got issues, you've got questions, you want to learn, this is the place to come. And if you can't find the right person, you find me, and or you find Scott, and he'll find me, and we'll find you the answer. We'll get you to the right person. If you're a landowner that's got some frustrations, we've got the operators who operate in those areas there. So good opportunity to have those discussions and just really make sure we're educating, we're reaching out to the local people in those communities. And it's turned into, obviously, a great event for our members to have a fun day in the community and give back a little bit. That's probably the surprise of this after doing this for, what is this, our 13th year, Scott? We've been to, I think it's our 25th and 26th city community across the oil patch. So it's a pretty special event, as you know, if you've been there. So take a little ride next week and get out to see us at Cookfest.
And tell us how you picked Trenton and White Shield this go around.
Well, I looked at the map, and Tessa, our foundation director, and I said, where haven't we been? And certainly Fred Fox has been an incredible champion up on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. We wanted to go and see what that community has done with their oil tax revenues. We're going to get a firsthand look at that incredible water park up there. If you want to come and bring your kids and have them go to their water park and facility, I hear it's just phenomenal. And Trenton, a lot going on in Trenton. It's that little area southwest of Williston that, you know, you talk about some of these value-added opportunities up there. It's kind of a connection point for pipelines, for rail, for all of those different things. So Trenton was a natural fit. And not sure where we're going next year, so we're willing to take take your ideas through next week. So send them in, contact us, call Scott on the radio next week when he's out there. We're looking for some place to go. I like to go someplace we haven't been, but we're running out of options.
And by the way, we'll be broadcasting live all 3 days. It's great fun, enjoy it every year. Just remind people of all the details of what's happening, who's coming. Thank our friends at Ballon Valves, Enbridge, and Go Wireline for sponsoring our coverage next week. So it'll be a lot of fun to be out there amongst folks. And, you know, $100 oil puts a little bounce in everybody's step. It isn't the development you'd kind of expect with that much, given what's going on in Washington. That's one of the reasons you're in that hearing today, Ron. But it's an exciting time in the Bakken, and it's so essential to every corner of North Dakota. So thanks for the update today, and appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Scott. We'll be glad to provide an update on how things go later today, next week.
Yeah, looking forward to that for sure. And we'll see Ron a couple of days next week and hear a little recap on the hearing. Again, we'll have that hearing in the U.S. Senate, Senator Hovind's committee of the Subcommittee on Energy that will be taking place today. 1:30 this afternoon, we'll have it on our various social media and websites too today, so you can keep tabs of that. Besides Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Julie Fedorchik, one of three Public Service Commission members, testifying as well. All right, we'll talk about efforts to legalize marijuana and a ballot question next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
Scott, the thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. I have the fortunate experience of being a good friend with DJ, and I believe he has my best interest in mind. I think he'll always tell me the truth. I guess more than anything, Scott, I trust him, and I'm glad to do business with people I can trust.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought today by My Pillow, and I'm telling you what, if they got some sheets perfect for summer or what right now, these are called the Percal bed sheets. Sale of the year, new offer. Take notice because these are different from the Giza sheets. And here's how they're different. very breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel. They're perfect for summer. They have this wicking effect. So in other words, if you're a little hot, it actually takes away the moisture from your body. And they're machine washable, easy to care for. They actually get softer with every wash. They're durable. They're built to last. 250 thread count on these. I'll give you an example. The queen size sheets would normally be $89.98. They're $39.98 when you use my promo code Scott right now. That's right. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Similar deals on the king and the twin and the full and everything you might need. You get a set of two pillowcases. You get the sheets. You're going to love them. They do sheets better than anybody at MyPillow. Call this number, 800-506-9028. When's the last time you bought sheets? And slid into bed and said, wow, you will with these sheets. 800-506-9028, perfect for summer. All right, there is a group called New Approach North Dakota that is attempting to put on the November ballot a question about legalizing marijuana. An attorney for the group, a former police officer, Mark Freeze, is with us today on the program. Am I saying that right? It's Freeze, right, Mark?
It is. Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm good. It's been a long time since we visited. It's my pleasure to be with you this morning.
Yes, I recall that. So tell me the latest on the signature gathering. I know they've been turned over to the Secretary of State's office. Is there confidence that the numbers will be there and this will be on the ballot come November?
I think we have a great deal of confidence. The ballot measure required 15,582 signatures. Monday, the campaign turned in 25,762. Throughout the collection process, we had quality and assurance checks to make sure that the folks that were collecting, both the volunteers and the paid signature collectors, were doing what is required under the law. So we're confident that the Secretary of State is going to give us the nod so that the voters can decide this in November.
How do you gather signatures? Do you pay a firm to get the signatures? Do you what is the process?
Both paid collections, and we had a number of volunteers as well. In the larger cities, we used mostly paid collectors, and then we had a lot of campaign supporters who just volunteered their times, mostly in the smaller communities, collect signatures.
We yesterday asked our listeners a poll, would you vote yes or would you no? 71% said they would vote no on this. Do you anticipate this being a tough sell to North Dakotans?
No, I don't. And I guess I'm not familiar with the poll question that was asked yesterday. Anecdotally from the collection process, we have a lot of people that are supporting this for a variety of reasons. I for one, am supporting it because I don't like the criminal penalties that we've attached. I have no intention of using marijuana myself. I was an opponent of the 2018 measure to try to put this on the ballot, but there's a variety of people for a variety of reasons that support it. So I think if we don't pass this, we're going to be soon in the minority. There are currently 19 states that have legalized it along with D.C. There's news this morning that Minnesota maybe accidentally passed legalized marijuana in a recent bill as well. So we're going to be surrounded by states, and Canada has passed adult use marijuana regulations as well. So if we don't do it, I think we'll be in the minority.
Is that a bad thing?
I think so. I think that the experiment in prosecuting people and making them criminals, denying them rental properties, denying them the ability to get student loans, I don't think that has worked. So I think it would be a bad thing to continue to maintain the status quo with marijuana regulation the way we have been over the last decades.
I see Colorado as an example and other places, New York, where there's like little pop-up stands all over the place. I don't see things getting better there as a result of marijuana being legalized. What about the comparison to states that have done it and now see either, you know, widespread use, you know, a criminal element there, just a lot of things that are fairly, I think, described as not the kind of environment we'd want in North Dakota? What do you say to that?
Well, I say first off that this is not a Colorado or Washington approach. The approach that we are advancing is one that has been vetted by North Dakota lawmakers. The ballot measure that the voters will hopefully get a chance to vote on is essentially a carbon copy of a bill that was drafted by our legislature, vetted by legislative council, and favorably approved by the North Dakota House of Representatives the last session. It was defeated, however, in the Senate. So this is not the wide open Wild West like Colorado and Washington. I guess the other response that I would have to that, Scott, is this. If things were that bad in Washington, or if things were that bad in Colorado, I would think that the voters would have repealed their adult use laws, but they have not. They continue to be the law in those states, and if it wasn't working for them, they would have repealed it.
Kevin, you have a question for Mark?
Oh, I just posted a fact about it. You were talking about Colorado, 420. It's all about the money. I mean, and whether you agree with the moral side of this or not, I don't think you can deny that Colorado, $2 billion since 2014 in sales. They employ over 35,000 people. You know, it's just, I think at this point with 20, like you said, 21 states or whatever, where it's legal, I just think the train has left the station on so many of these objections that I just think you got to look, right now it's time to look at the money, and does the state need the money? I don't know.
Well, I think the job growth and the economics of this make sense too. And I would much rather have a regulated, comprehensive program that's overseen by state officials rather than a black market where criminals are making money from this. This proposal would be regulated from seed to sale. It would be safe. There would be oversight. There would be taxation, and this is a program that would be operated by the government. Now, there are tons of people, and I think good people, that say, I don't have any intention of using marijuana, and I'm one of those. I have no intention of using marijuana, but there are risks with using marijuana, but the reality is it's very pervasive. Every state essentially around us and Canada around us has legalized it as well. Do we prefer to have a regulatory scheme where our state is overseeing what is happening, or do we prefer to have this done by criminals selling it on the street? And I prefer the first.
Eric Grand Forks, question for Mark Fries. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I believe it would be a little too much of a good thing. It's I've seen in other states that it seems to be a money grab for the government, and I believe that people that buy it, they have to show an ID. Is that, do you know if that's true or not?
Yes, I mean, there would not be tracking of purchases or people who purchase, you would have to be 21 or older. This would not allow those under the age of 21. So if you're in that age range where your age is questionable, I'm certain that that a retailer is going to verify your age so that they're in compliance with the law.
We don't have a lot of time today, but I do want to pursue this in the future. And obviously, once the signatures are gathered, I saw too some listeners send me a American Journal of Psychiatry saying there's an association between the use of cannabis and physical violence in youth. So I just think we need a long, hard, heart-to-heart conversation as North Dakotans on this. Appreciate the first blush at that today with you, Mark Fries, the attorney with the group. Thanks. We're brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump, and Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The most painful inflation in four decades will require the Federal Reserve to take extreme actions to tame prices caused by lawmakers in Washington, D.C. The Consumer Price Index is out and it's worse than anticipated. U.S. inflation reached 9.1% in June, its highest rate in nearly 41 years. The CPI report for June was higher than May's annual rate, and that led to feds to raise interest rates. Stocks turned negative after the release of the Labor Department data. The U.S. Senate voted to confirm President Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives on Tuesday, making Steve Dettelbach the leader. The vote was 48-46, with Republican Susan Collins and Rob Portman joining the Democrats to support his nomination. USA Radio News.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
How much land is Bill Gates actually buying in North Dakota? How much land is he buying in the United States? America's land auctioneer, Kevin Pfeiffer, here to explain in a moment on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Here's five quick reasons why now is the right time to own a Findlay Osana. I'm telling you all day, every day. How you feel going in, coming out, the difference is pretty amazing. And by the way, they are in stock and ready to deliver now. That's one. 12-month, no interest, no payment financing. Use now, pay later. That's two. Check out the podcast of Rhonda Patrick talking to heart doctors about the sauna, the miracle of the medical world. It's pretty amazing. Four, 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet come from sauna use. And five, it's every day made better. Live better, live longer. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're in West Fargo. They're in Bismarck. They're in Grand Forks. You just tell them Scott sent you. Texture says we're getting all kinds of answers to our question, where's the biggest pain points for you from inflation? Really good answers here today on the program. I'll give you an example. I have many, but a lot of reaction we're getting, too, to the conversation with Mark Fries, the attorney that is touting our need for North Dakota to have a law legalizing marijuana. Texas says, this guy thinks we should be like Minnesota and Canada. The dumbest person in the room. Not a good idea. And by the way, I could do a whole show on this association between the use of cannabis and physical violence among youth. Scott, can you please check into finding out if Summit Carbon Solutions has recently applied for eminent domain? From a source that works for the company, slip of tongue made a comment they are with a new company name. Now, everything I've heard is that was uttered by some rookie for some land operation that was assisting them early on that has since been fired, and they have zero intent of, you know. When you say eminent domain, is it legal, is it not legal? It's illegal. Would it be an option at some point? Yes, but is it in the best interest of Summit Carbon Solutions to not have good landowner relations and not go around, you know, and they've not had problem getting it. They're one-third of the way through getting what they need. So I think that's just a lot of talk. I really do, and that's unfortunate. So I told you about the dry ice machines going from 40 to 68,000. You asked how things are affecting me, says another. Here it is. 180 to fill up my three-quarter ton Duramax truck. 155 to fill up my fishing boat. 160 to fill up my kids' jet skis. 172 to fill up the pontoon. Fireworks on the 4th of July, darn near double the price this year. $1,300. This country's going to heck. Thanks for what you guys do. Glenn in Clarksburg, thank you for that note. And keep those coming. Keep them coming. Here's another. All of our work trucks are custom-made. Pre-pandemic, they cost us in the $85-$90 range. Those same trucks now are $130 to $145. Go from a top end of $90 to a top end of $145. Texture goes on to say, obviously, we've had to increase our prices to pay for that increase. It's fascinating to learn this from you directly. Question of the day at 701-237-1590. What are the most direct impacts to you from this? Kevin Pfeiffer, America's Land Auctioneer. You hear him right here, 7 o'clock Saturdays, the America's Land Auctioneer Show. Here to answer a question about Bill Gates buying up land in North Dakota and the U.S. today. Kevin, welcome back to the show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me on, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. There's been a lot of reporting lately. Two things, actually, have kind of converged to have a fair amount of people concerned. One is Fufang's interest in owning land, buying land, owning a corn milling plant, majority CCP-owned. By the way, Senator Kevin Cramer was on with Charlie Kirk yesterday talking about this and gave his most, I would say, forceful comments against Chinese ownership of this. There's someone from the Armed Services Committee. But that is sort of being conflated with the Bill Gates related firm with the purchase of some land in Grafton at the Campbell Potato Farm. Is this a problem from the perspective of a guy that knows North Dakota land probably better than anybody?
Well, you know, Scott, I think, first of all, you know, we need to put everything in perspective, you know, about the amount of land. You know, again, I'm not here to defend Bill Gates or any of the transactions that he's involved in, but when you think about it, from what we know today, Bill Gates owns anywhere from 250,000 to 300,000 acres of farmland, cropland, not just land. So he would not even be close to one of the top landowners in America. In fact, the number one landowner in America right now is Red Emerson, you know, out of the Pacific Northwest. You know, he and his family own 2.3 million acres of land. John Malone, I believe he's still around 2.2 million acres. And then the Reed family, they're a little over 2 million acres. Ted Turner still owns 2 million acres of land throughout the United States. But when you categorize as Bill Gates' investment, his is mostly in farmland or cropland. And when you compare what he may own, the 250,000 to 300,000, like I said, we don't know for sure how much he owns. North Dakota alone has 40 million acres of farmland. We have 23 million acres of cropland, 17 million acres of pasture and grazing land. And in the United States, think of this, we have nearly 900 million acres of farmland in the United States. So in the scheme of things, is it a lot of land? It doesn't even touch the radar. Bill Gates doesn't even hit the radar when it comes to land ownership in America. I think the issue, Scott, more than anything is, why is a person like Bill Gates investing in farmland? I think that is the biggest question. And again, I'm not going to speak for Bill Gates. I've never met him. I've been involved just peripherally on a few things where his firm has purchased land. But again, I'm assuming, like a lot of investors when it comes to farmland, they see farmland as an asset class that can help you muscle build your balance sheet. It's a good hedge against inflation. Obviously, in a case like Bill Gates, you don't need farmland to borrow against it. But again, when it comes to borrowing money, lenders like farmland because, again, it's a good asset to leverage and to have a mortgage on. So there's a lot of good reasons to have farmland. And in this particular case, again, I think we just got to kind of everybody take a step back, just kind of digest a little bit and put it all into perspective. Yeah, he grabs the national headlines because of who he is. The Campbells grab the regional headlines because of who they are. They're a very prominent family. They've been largely successful. Just about everything they've done, from farming to commercial real estate to banking, that type of thing. But I think that's the main reason that this story is noteworthy.
Now, the one thing the Campbells have said pretty clearly is that everything is operating as normal on the farm. Part of that is because they have leased the land back. In a typical deal like that, how long would you in other words, the allegation from some and the concern, rightfully so on some, is to say, what's your ultimate goal with that land, right? Are you buying up farmland, even though it's a small percentage, are you to do something different with it? You know, you don't like modern agriculture. You want to go a different, you know, his climate action agenda is well known, so some people would say maybe he's not in favor of modern agriculture. You're suggesting that it's probably pretty good investment. How do you protect against nefarious goals with the particular land?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question, and I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, a lot of situations when you have a very active, viable entity that's farming, when you look at it, a lot of times your best allocation of capital is to put it into a crop. You want to allocate as much capital as you can to raise as good a crop as you can, because that's how farmers and ranchers make money. They make it by what they produce, whether it's livestock or crops or whatever it might be. So the land, to a degree, is overhead. So, again, in a situation like this, and, again, I don't know all the details, but I'm assuming that with the operation and the successful operation that the Campbells have had over the years, if you could do a sale price at or above market value, whatever that might be, and then do a lease back, a lot of lease backs that Pfeiffer's works on in our firm, we do a lot of lease backs anywhere from 3 to 5 years, maybe 7 years. You very seldom would see them over that. But again, in this case, I have no knowledge of what that lease back would be. But again, given the, you know, the acumen of the Campbell family and, you know, all the successful years they've had farming potatoes, and, you know, they sell potatoes throughout the entire United States, and they've been a big fabric of American and North Dakota agriculture. So, again, it's very, very important that they continue with their potato operation. But, you know, when you think about it, think of the acumen that they have to put more capital back into producing that crop, which employs people. Their processing employs people. They can make more profit on it because they're allocating capital to raising a crop. So, again, you know, from that standpoint, I know a lot of farmers over the years that own very little land. I know a lot of farmers that own a lot of land, that own 100 quarters of land. I know some farmers that maybe only own 4 or 5 quarters of land. And their whole theory in life and their whole business approach is, you know what, I'm going to allocate my capital raising a crop because that's where I make my money.
Interesting. So would something like a lifetime lease back be feasible, where you know for as long as you want, you're leasing it back? Are there deals like that out there, Kevin?
Yeah, you know, I've heard of some of those deals, and I've seen those deals where, you know, you get, you have an option to renew that lease. So that's most likely in a lot of cases that we see, where you may have a 5-year lease or an 8 to 10 year lease, but then you have an option for another 5 or 10, with some sort of, inflation factors built into it, whatever it might be. So again, you know, every transaction is different, but obviously if you have a viable operation, it's kind of like an option, Scott, where you would have an option to purchase, you have an option to renew that lease. So, again, I think as a producer, it's really, really important. Another thing I just wanted to, I think it's important for all of us to understand, too, is, you know, like I said earlier, we have 900 million acres of farmland in the United States. That's an awful lot of land. And when you think about it, there are a lot of retired farmers that own land. In fact, land that's rented now to farmers and producers, 39% of that land that is not owned by a farmer and a producer, 39% is owned by a retired farmer. So there are a lot of different people who own farmland today. I think a good place where the investor can come in, and I'm talking, when I talk investors, let me just categorize that for a minute. When I talk about farmland investors, I'm not talking about the Wall Street trader who walks out of the Manhattan, New York office at 5 o'clock when the markets are closed and goes downtown and has a drink with his buddies. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the person who likely has a net worth, the minimum maybe 3 to 5 million, maybe upwards of 20 million. That smaller type investor who maybe used to live in North Dakota or Minnesota or South Dakota. Maybe they used to live in that county or that township. They grew up there as a child and they moved off to Minneapolis or Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or Miami, and they went into another profession. They were successful in their career, and they thought, you know, I've always wanted to own a quarter of land or half a section of farmland back in my home county. Those types of investors, they make up the bulk of farmland investments today in America.
And obviously, nothing to worry about there. I mean, great point. Hang tight if you would, Kevin. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Some text questions coming in as well for America's land auctioneer, Kevin Pfeiffer, joining us today on the program to talk a little bit about something that has become a national story, and that is Bill Gates buying a chunk of land. Actually happened last year, if I recall, and just became known more recently. But anyway, a lot of questions about it, and Kevin's kind enough to join us to talk about it today on What's On Your Mind.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm NDFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres in a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near First North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petroserve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River, 3 1/4-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy drinks, 2 for $4. And any size, coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. Petroserve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime, not only on the new Buicks and GMCs, but the vast majority of pre-owned vehicles. They're the manager's choice at the moment. It's a 2019 Honda Pilot that was $44,450, now just $41,999. Maybe you want a Highlander, a Forester, or even a CX-5 or a Ford Edge. It's not just Buicks and GMCs, although there's plenty of those, too. They're fantastic. Check them out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I want to go to some comments from the listeners here and just kind of do this rapid fire, and you can take these one by one. Kevin Piper with us, America's land auctioneer from Piper's. Find out more about all the good things they have going on at Piper's.com or tune in for that 7 a.m. show, America's land auctioneer, every Saturday. Texter says, any farm that is still operating but is selling off land is having financial distress. Agree or disagree, Kevin?
I would, again, I think it comes down to each situation, but,
I think that's probably not a fair generalization to make, because I know of farmers that I represent when they sell farmland that are selling farmland for a variety of different reasons. They may be at that stage of their career where, you know what, maybe I want to sell 80 acres or a quarter land and go build my retirement home or whatever it might be. Maybe I want to sell a quarter land and help my grandkids get through college or whatever it might be. So, again, I think each case is different. I think that's probably, I'm not going to say a dangerous assumption to make, but I don't think it's fair and I don't think it's accurate to do that. We have, most of our clients at Pipers, and we sell about 50,000 acres a year. Most of our clients are baby boomers, and they may be farming, or they may have never farmed, or they maybe grew up on the farm, but they're maybe two, three generations removed. But everybody has different reasons for farming. Very few farmland transactions that we're involved in, and we do hundreds a year, are financially related, financially stressed sales.
All right, well, that's a good barometer there, because you're doing it for a living. Texture says, tell ranchers there's nothing to worry about in North Dakota with the sale of land of the guy who wants to do away with beef. He's talking about a quote that Gates is famous for, saying, I do think all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef. Eventually, that green premium is modest enough that you can sort of change the behavior of people or use regulation to totally shift the demand. I mean, that's a chilling statement, and, this guy's views are just nuts. They're just way out there. But to the caller's point, don't tell a rancher not to worry. I don't care how small the land acquisitions are. If that's his utopian goal, should we need to worry about that, Kevin?
Well, I think it's a concern, and I think it's a concern because of who he is and, the influence that he may have on younger people. And I think when it comes to the synthetic beef situation, I think that's where Bill Gates is kind of off the radar. And hopefully we don't have too many people listening to him or pursuing that. I know this, my family well. We raised our kids in Fargo, North Dakota, and I have a daughter in New York. She's an opera singer and going to medical school. I have another.
We lose Kevin there? Daniel? What's that? All right. Just went away.
Wow.
Texture says, of course he doesn't care if Bill Gates buys farmland because he's making commission on the sale. I don't think I heard Kevin say he doesn't care. He's just explaining what the numbers are.
I don't think he brokered the deal either.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to get a perspective of, what I hear is he's buying a lot of land. Well, he's not. He's not, actually. You're talking about your family, Kevin. Go ahead and pick up from there. Yeah. Kevin, you there?
You got me back on here.
I got you back, yeah. You were talking about your family when we lost you.
Yeah, I was just saying, I hope Bill Gates doesn't have the influence that, with this. Yeah, I think he's way out in left field on this synthetic beef thing, and I think there's a lot of people in America that aren't buying his propaganda when it comes to that, because when I look at it, my own family, like I said, I have my oldest daughter, she's an opera singer and going to med school in New York City. I have another daughter who runs a winery or director of wine education at a winery and a vineyard in Virginia. The first thing they want when they come back to Fargo, North Dakota, is they want a medium rare ribeye steak. That's what they want. We can believe in the next generation. They do enjoy beef. They see the vitality of it. They see the dynamics of it and the importance of having it in your diet. So again, when it comes to that, hopefully Bill Gates' influence won't be too far spread.
Why is he buying it is a question you've got to answer. Is it these nefarious goals or is it investment? But the one thing that we learned factually today is just a very, very small amount of land in North Dakota and nationwide as well. Texture says, last question, your quick answer, Kevin. Hey, he's buying high-value ground, the best stuff. That's what you need to worry about. Is he?
Yeah, I would expect him to do that. I've said for years there's no future in marginal land. There definitely isn't a future in poor land. But I tell people that want to buy land all the time because they say, what land should I buy? And I say, remember, there's no future in marginal land. If you want to buy land, buy good land because your input costs, they don't discriminate over whether your land is good land or marginal land. You want to buy good land. So anybody who's buying land You want to buy land that has really strong soil productivity. It drains well. It's very diverse. You can have a whole variety of different crops in your rotation so you can protect and improve your soil health and that type of thing. So, yeah, I mean, anybody who participates in this asset class, farmland, as we're talking about today, you would want to buy as good a farmland as you possibly can if you can afford it and make it.
It's America. I believe in landowner rights. I would not sell to Bill Gates. I just philosophically couldn't sell to somebody that I think is way out there on some things. But this is a decision everybody has to make. And by the way, I've heard a lot of stories of people really vetting who is it that's buying. Good for you. Do it. Kevin Piper, thanks for the insight and analysis. We appreciate you. See you tomorrow, folks, on What's on Your Mind. God bless.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.